Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
You guys know Sierra got married last year. It's a lot of work.
Oh boy, was it.
It's a lot to do. And one thing that really helped her figure out what to do first, where to access certain resources, how to get people to know where they were supposed to go for a wedding, Zola.
With Zola, you can discover venues and find vendors easily. You can message and book vendors right on their website. And truly, when I say that that was the first part that we had to do and also one of the most intimidating and hardest, it's so nice to just have them all listed right there and be able to talk to them right there and then.
They also have free planning tools, which is really helpful because you don't know what you don't know. And if when you go to Zola, you have a guest list manager, wedding website templates, a budgeting tool, because dang, can a wedding get out of hand real quick?
Mm-hmm.
It could all eliminate so much stress and you'll save so much time, all because it's like a one-stop shop.
That's so true. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch.
Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
Ollie wanted to see you really badly.
Oh.
I know. He's like, I want to interview.
Aww.
I would love that. Actually, kids. So my roommate that I'm now moving out from, she is a nanny for two kids. They are, oh gosh, 6, 7, and then the other one just turned 3. Uh-huh. She's talking. I don't know. She's talking. She's making sentences. But George, he is very smart. But the other day I went over they do like a family dinner thing. Yep. And I went over and George was like, you know, JP, it's pretty cool that you're a guy and a girl. And I was like, yes.
It is pretty cool.
I was like, yes, it is pretty. He's like, you're kind of like a superhero. I was like,
oh,
I know. I kind of wanted to cry. And I was just like, I'm just going to take this in as, because it's just so genuine and like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
you need to get like a little line drawing tattoo of like a cape.
Aww.
On the back of like a stick figure.
Oh, that's such a good idea. Oh my God.
That is a good idea.
Right?
Thank you guys for having me. This is awesome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I can't remember when I reached out, but it was a while and I was just sitting in my feels and I was like, gosh, you know, there's so many ways that people need to like communicate about the trans community and you guys have such a large following. And I was like,
yeah,
that would be awesome to just be able to reach so many other people that I don't even know, and they don't know me, but you know, being able to tell my story. And then because representation is like the biggest,
the 100%
biggest way of support. So yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
we're gonna do our intro real fast and then I want to tell you how I know.
Oh yeah, James, yeah, please.
Because like it's very cool for me to have known you as or met you as Kate and then you kind of like disappeared and then all of a sudden I was on Facebook. Anyway, I'll get into it. Hold on. Okay. Oh my God. Everything's fine. Okay.
What's up, everyone?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Should we try that again?
No, you're good.
Honestly, it's on brand for us to do it horribly wrong.
Truly. Truly.
That's like...
I was kind of hoping my voice would actually crack in that moment. It would have been perfect.
Everything about how we've built this is kind of perfect for us because it's like people expect it to not be perfect.
Yeah. And
so it's like we've really put the bar on the floor.
Yeah, just like attainable.
Yeah.
Right where it should be, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
I think so.
But what I was starting to say before I stopped myself from going off, before I distracted us anymore, is I met James as Kate. What you were friends with Shane in college, I was actually very insecure and very jealous of you. I don't know that I've ever told you that.
What?
Really? Why?
Truly. I don't know. I think it's because I was habitually cheated on. And
yeah.
I was with Shane one time and you had Snapchatted him. And I was like, who is Kate? Who is this person? And he's like, this is my friend. And I'm like, uh-huh. I know what friends are. But
I've heard this story before.
Yeah, but then I met you and like, then you were Snapchatting me and we became friends. Yeah. And then it was kind of like, I knew that you were out on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Like, I think you were in Oregon or Washington.
Well, so I went from college, I went to Nashville, then I went to LA.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But I kind of lost track of you. And then I was on Facebook and I saw James Potter had posted something. And I was like, I don't know that I know a James Potter. And I clicked on your profile.
It's Harry's dad.
And that's what I was going to ask because I love that. I was like, wait,
not on purpose. It was not on purpose.
Well, that was going to be one of my questions because I was just so excited to see you and like, I guess get to reconnect with you in a way that is more authentically you. And I was curious how you came about your name.
Gosh, we're just going right into it.
I know. Surprise. That's also what we do. We just kind of throw you in.
I get so hyper focused that I forget that there's supposed to be chit chat. Sorry, raw dogging. No foreplay.
No, this is a wonderful, wonderful question. And actually, like, and I'm going to try not to get super sentimental right now, but it touches really close to me right now because I actually named myself after my grandfather who just passed away a month ago.
Wow. I'm so sorry.
Thank you. He was the best man I knew. And when I started my transition, I went back and forth through so many names. There were a lot of people that would go like, they would do a name that kind of sounded similar to their old name. And I just wasn't really clicking with any of the other, with any name. And I kind of went with the mentality that I do with like my tattoos, like all my tattoos mean something. Mm-hmm. And so I really wanted my name to like hold a lot of value and not just be something I picked out of like a Google 100 top names kind of thing. So,
right.
So in my mind, I was like, who matters the most to me as a man? Who do I want to resemble or be like as I go into this life? And he immediately popped up in my head, and I just that was it. I was like, that's the name I want. I was actually very, very nervous. Because when I picked his name, I also hadn't come out to my family yet. And I was very worried that like they wouldn't accept me, but two, they wouldn't accept the name either. Cause it was like, it was a lot of things going on in my head about like, well, do they even know what transgender is or... Yeah.
Are they going to be okay with me using this name when it's a family name? Right. Do they not want it to be attached to the family if they don't like it? Yeah.
Yeah. I had a lot of worry. And so my grandparents were the last people I ended up telling, not because I didn't want to tell them. It was just, I respect them so much And I feared so much what they would think, because in all honesty, they basically raised me growing up, and they're the ones that helped me pay for my college. And they gave me the truck that I was driving around in college when my car caught on fire. That's a whole nother story.
Florida's wild.
Yeah, it's
wild. Don't
I know it. It's a different ball game. But yeah, when I finally did tell them, I felt this like big weight off of my shoulders, because there was a moment of silence. And then my grandfather was the first one to say, well, then, so, cause they used to call me KP for Kate Potter. So it's KP or KK. And then they were like, well, okay, so we'll call you JP or PJ. And I was like, okay. Whatever you need to do. But yeah, I actually really like JP.
I thought that too when I was typing out your name earlier. I was like, damn, JP sounds so cool.
Yeah. And I love that that was the first thing. They're like, that's fine, but a nicknames, come on. This is what are we going to do?
I was beside myself. I was just like, wow, I can't. They come from a whole different generation. And they asked, okay, are there any books we can read? Or
I love that.
And I was just like, wow, I can't. I am so loved. And you know, my grandmother still has a hard time with my pronouns. She does her very best. And honestly, the fact that she just tries is more than enough for me. Cause she gets it about 90% of the time.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Cause my grandfather never messed it up ever. From the day I told him, he was always said my name or had the right pronouns. And it was, and that's just, that's, he is the most ideal man that I look up to.
I am like getting so emotional.
I'm like crying.
So am I. Like just knowing that the man that you named yourself after was like immediately that you, okay. Knowing that you got to be called by the name that you named yourself by the man that you named yourself after just is really emotional.
And that got me good.
Sorry that was like the first question. Yeah. I had no idea, but that's a beautiful story.
Right.
Well, no promises that's the last one. Sorry.
That is a really beautiful story though.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. It was very interesting going home for his funeral and stuff. Cause I was like, I was worried that my grandmother was going to have a hard time saying my name because of him.
Yes.
But she,
okay, she sorry, you got us both.
No, again, just thinking that like you are offering a piece of your grandfather like living on through you is just like such a beautiful thing.
It really is.
Damn. Well, dumb name, worst name ever. Why did you do that?
Do you guys have tissues or?
We should. We cry on this fucking thing so much. We've got a whole blanket here it's just like crocheted with our tears at this point.
Well, I was gonna say that I cannot imagine having to have that conversation, because we've talked about tough things in our personal lives that we are going to finally speak on with people who intimidate us in some kind of way for whatever reason, just to get clarity within ourselves or feel resolved with something, stand up for ourselves in some way. And I've always told myself that I won't ever put myself in a situation where I don't feel secure with the best outcome not happening or the worst outcome happening.
Yes.
And I can't imagine having to think about those outcomes when you're coming out as transgender, especially to your family, but even to the world, because the worst case scenario is death.
Yeah. It's not good.
So, and sometimes, worst case scenario to certain people could be losing people who mean the most to you. And I guess before we get into some of the questions that our listeners have sent in, what was it like? Was that kind of your thought process of like, what is the best case scenario? What's the worst case scenario? Did you feel prepared to handle that?
I did not feel prepared in the slightest. It's kind of a heavy question because this kind of ties into my coming out story and all that. And I can touch on that. I don't know if that's one of the questions from the viewers, but
we'll skip it if it is.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's also what we do is like, we touch on pretty much everything. So we'll be like, oh, answer that.
It's
answer
like guiding that, answer the conversation.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Ladies.
Ladies and tangents.
Hey guys, we know that we're discussing a pretty heavy topic right now, but we are going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Do you think seeing a therapist or psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually find one and meet with them? Or afford them?
Try Talkspace.
By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. Honestly, a lot of times you make that appointment at your appointment you already have. I don't know when I'm going to schedule my breakdown. I don't know when I'm going to need to talk to somebody. And with Talkspace, it's so nice because you can send messages to your therapist so you don't have to wait for your next session.
Talkspace therapists can help with any specific challenges that you might be facing, and it's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, so much more.
Plus, therapy can help you find the tools to cope in difficult times and just be a guiding light. So like maybe you're not going through something really intense, but you just have like, I don't know, a work issue or something going on with a friend of yours that you just need an outsider's perspective. And Talkspace is amazing for that.
They also are in network with most major insurers. So check in on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you got it.
Plus, as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off of your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80.
To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show.
That's Talkspace.com/tangents, promo code SPACE80.
Are you one of those people who thinks that they don't have time to prioritize themselves and their wellness?
Yes, that's me 100%.
Well, Allo Moves is here to change that whole mindset.
And listen, it literally has. The app makes it easy to keep your wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. So yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so, so much more. It's amazing.
Whether you are a beginner or you're more advanced, they have all different kinds of classes so you can show up at whatever level you're at and not feel bad about yourself when it maybe is too hard.
Truly. And honestly, I did beginner's yoga and it was way too hard for me. Crazy the beginner's yoga was, but I was just not flexible at all. So I realized that Allo Moves had stretching classes, flexibility courses you could take. And that has helped me so, so much in like getting to where I feel like I'm finally strong enough and flexible enough to do the beginning yoga classes.
Did you know that breathing is also a big thing in working out?
Breath work is important.
Freaking instructors will be like, and breathe. And I'm like, whenever they tell me that, I forget how to breathe. But thankfully, you can also find classes for stress relief, meditations, affirmations, stuff that's going to help you when an instructor is telling you to freaking breathe.
And I'll tell you what, sometimes after a really intense workout, my body and my mind maybe might be feeling a little stressed. So it's nice to afterwards take a mindfulness class and be able to reflect on like, how do I feel? I know my body's going through it right now, but like, was it all worth it?
Was it worth it? Let me work it.
And I do every time. It's amazing.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves.
Go to allomoves.com now and use code TANGENTS20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code TANGENTS20.
Allomoves.com, code TANGENTS20.
So I was not prepared. There was always a part of me that didn't feel full or satisfied for a very long time. And I didn't know what it was. I truly didn't know. It's funny because I'm in therapy now, and there will be moments where I'll be doing the smallest thing in my day and it'll remind me of a moment when I was younger. I was my young mm-hmm. self. And I'm like, oh, wow. How did nobody freaking know? How did I not know? you know, it's just like listening. Literally yesterday, I was listening. There was a song that came on the radio that I used to listen to when I was younger. And it was like a man singing to a woman. And it clicked for me. And I was like, wow, I remember singing this song when I was younger, but I was the man singing the song. Not because I was just singing the song. I was the man in the story.
Of
the lyrics. It was like, and it's little things like that, or like movies that come on. I'm like, oh, I was always Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where's my rose, you know?
Well, according to the drunk guy at my last wedding, I'm right here.
Oh yeah.
You let me drown, so.
Well, you let me drown. So sorry.
There was room for both of us. No. So yeah, I guess in short to answer, I was not prepared. I came out November of 2020. Yes. November 2020. Gosh, time in COVID time.
No, seriously.
It's bad. I came out to my partner at the time. And in November of 2020, I was 11 months sober. I stopped drinking. I was straight edge, as they would say. Mm-hmm. And in that time span of being sober, I had a lot of clarity and realization about myself, and that was part of it. And it was very, very scary. And I just, it's funny because I didn't just come out and say it. My partner at the time asked me, do you want to be a man, or are you a man? And I started crying, and I was like, at first it was like this denial. It was like, what are you talking about? I don't know. What do you mean? And it was like a silent moment for a while. And then I was like, yes. And it was very scary. I wasn't ready. Ever since that moment, it's been this ongoing just ride and journey. Yeah. And it's been scary. It's been happy. It's been sad. It's been every single freaking emotion.
Yeah.
To say the least. But totally worth it, whether I'm ready or not. So.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. And like, I watched your videos when you had started testosterone, and of month one, month two, and like hearing your voice deepen and seeing how happy you were getting, it was like, it is kind of like a second childhood, but not a second childhood. You are emotionally aware of all of the things that you're going through, but you are doing so many things for the first time.
Yeah.
But just with that awareness.
Yeah.
And that has got to be freaking intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of firsts. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you want to bust into some of these questions?
We should. Yes. I'll try not to rant and tangent.
No, please do. That's like, what we're here that's for. That's the thing is, I feel like when we talk about trans representation, I feel like there is starting to be more representation and people are starting to understand what it is. But I don't know how many people have someone in their life
yeah.
who identifies as trans or who has transitioned or who is questioning it. And I think it's tough to know how to best support someone. And it's also hard when the person who is speaking is someone of like status, you know what I mean? Like they are a public figure or something. And you're obviously a person of status in my personal life, but you are someone who's close to me who I knew before and have kind of watched during this period. And I think that stories like yours help it be more tangible to people.
Yeah, really humanize it, really make yeah. it like relatable.
And it's very, you're very much in it like now. It's not yeah. like you transitioned years ago. It's like you are processing all of this. And I think that it's helpful to for people to know that like this could be anyone right yeah. now, and
literally anybody. Yeah. It's and I will, before we dive into some of these questions, I am going to give a disclaimer. I am, whatever I say or speak of, it is simply my story, my experience. I am not a doctor. I am not a therapist. I am not the end all be all knowledge.
Yeah.
I have what I have, and I will speak on what I know or feel.
Right. What's true for you?
What's true for me. And it's hard because I have feelings about certain things, and maybe we'll touch on some of those things, but you really should be listening to each person's story.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not black and white. It's
very, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very gray within the rainbow. So
yeah.
Yeah. It's
very situational. And it's important to remember that. And I think that Sierra and I have given so many disclaimers, and our whole purpose is to just normalize the human experience. And part of the human experience is that
it's so vastly different.
Yeah.
So vastly different.
So I think it's important to know that, like, someone may connect with pieces of your story, but not all of your story. It may be true for you, but not true for someone else. Because even like the idea of transitioning is different for everyone. And it's very, like we said, situational. So
yeah.
Thank you for your disclaimer. Yeah. We will not say that this is the, you are the end all be all. Okay. So this is a fun question for me, but I don't, at first I read it and I was like, what do you mean? But then I'm going to twist it and change it into something else.
I know what this question is.
So the question is, who is James?
Yep.
And the reason that I think that question is so cool is because initially I read it and they're like, who is James? And I took it as like, who's this person coming on? And part of me was like, James is my freaking friend. Back off. Who cares? But then I'm like, who is James? Because
yeah.
I feel like I'm getting to know James, and I'm watching you on social media, and I'm speaking to you now, and you are the same, but you're not. And so who is James, and how is he different?
Ooh, I love this question. My name is James. I go by he, him. I am female to male. That is not just my story. That is not who I, that is not me. I like to play guitar. I like going on hikes. I like camping. I like being in the water. I love my family. I love my friends. I like being surrounded by people. I also like my alone time. I thought I was extrovert, but I'm very much introvert.
Feel that.
Bit of an ambivert.
The older I get.
Yeah.
What I go by and what people call me, that is not me. The core of me is my values, my morals, my beliefs, my love. And that hasn't changed. That's me. I'm a good heart. I'm funny.
Yes, you are. Go off.
Yes.
I don't want to completely divert you, but you mentioned guitar, and I know that you also sing. Has your singing voice changed?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I actually haven't. I haven't written a song or really played in a long time, over a year at this point. My voice is starting to, I think, settle. I think typically after like a year on testosterone is basically where your voice is going to be. It can change. It depends with each person. But I'm feeling it's weird. You can kind of feel like the balance or not. And oddly enough, country. I can sing country.
Oh, I can hear it. I can hear it.
It's I can't go as low as Josh Turner. Wish I could. But yeah, that's pretty much the only genre I feel comfortable, because knowing like music background stuff, like I'm not trying to sing like a Michael Jackson song, because I'm not gonna hit it. So yeah, I just kind of stick to the folk kind of country stuff.
Well, that's kind of what I remember you performing and singing and playing was more of acoustic stuff anyway. I was curious because I think I remember being at a party one time and you picked up a guitar and you were singing. I was like, oh my god, and they're playing music, amazing, great. Did not help my jealousy. I feel like such a dick. God. I had so much healing to do. So much healing. Oh, same.
Yeah.
But I just think it's so comical because my insecurities, like I couldn't see you because I was so insecure about myself. And so being able to like take that down and then now look back at you through a filter where I'm not insecure is cool. Yeah. And also getting to know you now, which again, you are the same, but you do have this confidence about you now that's just more like, you know, it's not like you're fighting with anything.
Yeah. Well, the confidence thing is actually interesting. I was just talking about this yesterday with my partner, and I had a totally different confidence as Kate than I do as James. And it's interesting because as Kate, you know, I wasn't half bad looking, you know what I mean?
I was jealous.
I could definitely talk to pretty much anybody I wanted to, and it was very easy. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a half bad looking guy either. But it's different because I have a confidence within myself, but not when it comes to putting myself out there. So like it took me close to like 5 months to ask my partner out, because I was just like, I don't know how to date as a man. Also, I can't be a creep, you know?
Right.
I'm not trying to be like, what are you doing later on?
Because you've probably experienced the creeps. You're like, okay, I know what not to do.
Yes. There were plenty of weird dudes out there. And I was just like, I don't want to be one of those.
You're like, I'm trying to add one less to the mix.
Yes.
Yeah, no, there was a reason it took me so long to come out. I was like,
I don't want to be a white guy.
I'm choosing to be a white man. Come on.
Women are amazing. That was something else I've been talking about recently. You know, it was very hard for me to come out because part of me loved being a woman. Women are powerful. They are smart. They are just so empowering. They're amazing. I mean, men have their things. Sure. But like women are just out of this world. And it was awesome to be one at one point. And
yeah,
you know, I am just grateful that I got to experience and live that part of my life. Mm. And I wouldn't take it back for anything. But yeah, women are great.
I think that's such a cool thing to say as well, because I think a lot of times the narrative with trans people is that they hate who they are before. And though that may
totally
be the case
understandable
for some people, again, understandably so, I think it's important for some people who might feel like, I like being this, I like this experience, I like who this person
it's
is, but it still doesn't feel like me. Like, I don't know what to do about that.
Yeah, 100%. I've asked my closest friends or if someone I'm just meeting kind of mentions it, like, there are some trans people that use the term like dead name or, I don't personally like that. I am not dead. I was never dead. I will never be dead. Caitlin is very much a part of me, will always be a part of me, held so much strength to get me to James. Yeah. And so she is not dead. She is very much a part of me, lives in me, and continues to help me as James come alive every day.
Yeah.
Because there are moments where me as James, I don't know, things are brand new. Things are where Caitlin has, it's kind of weird because I'm like talking as if I'm like two personalities, but it's
No. I totally get you because I was just talking to my dad the other day and we were talking about faith and how Shane and I have kind of left the church. Not kind of, we did. And how I'm no longer living with this idea of trying to live by the means of some guy from a book. Like, he's totally cool. Like, that guy, awesome, great. Go Jesus. But like, the only two people who I am focused on making proud right now is like 80-year-old me and 10-year-old me. And yeah. I want 80-year-old me to be able to look back at who I am now and be like, go girl.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing what you did to get us here. And I want 10-year-old me to look at me and be like, holy shit, that's our life. We're fucking dope.
Yeah. Like, look at us go.
Right. And yes. So I feel like that's that when I talk about little me or older me, like past Jerry, future Jerry.
They're all different kind of people.
They are different people.
Yeah,
but
they
like,
are.
What
yeah.
I do right now matters to both of them, you
yeah.
know, because I will always carry little Jerry with me. And yeah. I am working towards becoming future Jerry. And so I totally get what you're saying. But one of the questions that someone asked was, what would you say to your 10-year-old self?
I love that question. Gosh, a lot of things. Shit, I like talking. I would probably tell myself, it's okay not to be okay and to keep going. Because there were a lot of times where I really didn't want to.
Yeah,
I really didn't. I mean, when my boobs started coming out and looking back at it now, like, you know, I wanted to cut them off with scissors. And like, you know, my mom being like, your boobs are beautiful. You're turning into this beautiful woman. And I literally wanted to just fucking like punch her in the fucking face. I'm sorry. Can I cuss on here?
Oh my God. It's encouraged.
Awesome. Oh yeah, fuck yeah. I was like, I don't want, that's not what I want to hear. Like, that almost enraged me. So yeah. It was just, I partied hard in high school, hard in college. Y'all know.
I remember.
I tend to still party hard. But it was, there was this darkness and sadness that I don't think anyone really saw. I could barely see it. I didn't know.
I feel like there was a few times.
Lesbian and I was crazy.
Well, I feel like there was a few times, and if you want me to cut this out, you totally can tell me to cut it out.
Oh, yeah,
but I remember, I don't know if you had always identified as bi when you were in Florida or if you had come out as bi initially. And like, because around that time when that had happened, that is when I remember you having a hard time that I could see like something's up. Some,
yeah.
they're not doing okay right now. Question. Yes. When referring to you in the past, how would you want someone to, like, what pronouns would you want someone to use?
You can literally use what I went by. Caitlin, Kate.
Yeah. So when I knew you as Kate at that point in time, I was like, something's wrong. Something's up. Like, she seems not okay. And it very much seemed like you were fighting yourself at that point in time.
Yes.
And that you didn't.
That's a great way to put it.
It was like you didn't like the reality that you were walking into, but at the same time, you knew that going the other way was also bad.
Yeah. No, it honestly felt like no way out. And no way out, but I didn't know where I was going into. It was like this void, this space of just weird existence. And I remember that being very difficult for me because there were some people that were just like, oh, well, you just can't decide, or, oh, you want your cake and eat it too, kind of thing. And it's like, no, that's not it at all. That's
right.
I'm trying to find me. And what I like is not your freaking business, honestly.
Right.
Truly. Do you feel like that's something that you still battle with, or do you feel like you kind of are settled in how you identify with things, or don't feel the pressure to figure it out? Because I feel like, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that you felt pressure to figure it out then, whether it was internal or external.
I did feel pressured. I will say hormones are a bitch. they've given me this euphoria and confidence, but it also did help me with my sexuality a little bit. My gender is completely different from my sexuality. I'm going to say that right now, but it did help me because I hated men. I really did. And I didn't want to be one because I was like, wow, y'all suck. Like,
right.
And I'm not trying to get on here and be a man hater. Like, I just genuinely, I've had many bad experiences with men. Just emotionally, physically, just bad. And so it was very hard for me to be like, oh yeah, I am you.
Hey guys, we know that we're discussing a pretty heavy topic right now, but we are going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Right. Well, that's what earlier I said, and I want to correct it because I said, I don't want somebody to take this the wrong way, but when I said, like, I'm choosing to be a white man, that's the whole thing, is like, it's obviously not a choice because you wouldn't, you're not like, oh, can't wait.
I want to join that club.
Yeah. Yeah.
Super strange. And like, you know, even walking on the street, I have to pay attention now because if I walk up behind a woman too closely, I can tell she's like super aware of where I am.
Yeah.
So I have to consciously like slow down, give space. I'm like, and these are just like little things. And it's like, that sucks, you know?
Right. But again, you've had those experiences, so you know exactly what's going through.
Yeah, you know
her
what that
mind.
Body language means, where someone who's never experienced it, where most cis men don't know what that means.
Yeah.
They wouldn't pick up on it and wouldn't give a fuck.
What's your problem?
Yeah. You should smile more.
Yeah. I'm all over the place here.
No, we do that to people. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I hope they're still keeping up here.
If they're not, they'll check back in and they'll be like, how'd we get here? Mm-hmm. And then they rewind.
I would say I'm very confident in who I am with my identity, my sexuality. I consider myself pansexual. I think towards the end of college, I remember talking to a very good friend of mine, Drew. You guys know, Drew
married us.
Yeah. Love Drew.
Yeah.
Also, he gets a little shout out here. I remember sitting in the parking lot at our college, and it was just me and him in the car. And I remember telling him, like, I think I'm pansexual. Like, I can love and care for just about anybody as long as I have that connection with them. I don't really care about their parts.
Right.
But, you know, in order for me to give myself and be a part of somebody else's life, I really needed to be, I always need to be a part of myself first. And so now that I am who I've always wanted to be and living the way I want to live, it's much easier for me to connect with literally just anybody. And it's been really, it's made things so much easier.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think that it's, we can kind of relate a little bit with, like, if you, like Jerry was saying, when you have like trauma from a past relationship, almost, it's like, if you can't work through that, it's going to be difficult. Like, if you have an internal conflict, it's obviously going to be difficult to connect with anybody. So having that internal conflict constantly is obviously going to impact relationships, healthy relationships that you want to have.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Well, that was one of the questions as well, was how has your transition affected your relationships? And I don't know if this person meant romantically or platonically or even in your family, but like if there are different ways, what ways do you think that it's affected it?
It has affected all of my relationships in some form or fashion. I would say about 80% in the positive direction and 20%, the other 20 in the opposite way, which is awesome. A lot of people, that's not their story, and that saddens me. I am very lucky to have the support that I've had.
Definitely.
I would say family wise there has been a little bit of a struggle, not on my grandparents' side, but my dad still calls me Caitlin, doesn't use my pronouns, and that has been, it's been hard because I'm trying to come at it from understanding, okay, I was his baby girl for the longest time. He is more conservative. It's hard because I love him and I know deep down he has a good heart.
He
is also a good man, but, and so I'm trying to give this leeway, but and I've been working on this in therapy, is deciding when I've had enough of, I guess, meeting in the middle.
Yeah.
When really it's not the middle, I'm going all the way to his side.
Yeah. Right.
And he's not coming over to my side. And how long can I withstand that? And until where I finally set that boundary of, you know what? I'm not going to talk to you until you can refer to me as James and by my pronouns. You need to really step it up. You need to show the fuck up, basically.
Yeah.
I think that's really important to say as well, because I think it's so easy for people outside looking in to be like, just cut him off. He's, you know, whatever.
Or to just say, who cares?
Yeah.
Just get over it. It's not that big of a deal.
On either side. And it's like, it's so much more complex when you have somebody that you've had a relationship with, who's raised you, who you love. It is something that is obviously, there'll be a time when a boundary needs set, but I think it's important to highlight how hard it is working up to having to set that boundary, because that is, you have to be prepared for them to not respect it and then to have to enforce it. And that is a hard thing to have to prepare for.
Yeah.
Yes. And it upsets me when people are so quick to be like, well, just cut them out. Like,
yeah.
Don't deal with that or what, like, but they don't know, like, it gets more intertwined than that. Like, my mother is non-existent in my life. She is a homeless drug using person, and she is She's not a part of my life. And that's been an ongoing grieving process in and of itself for the last 7 years. And yeah. So for me to potentially cut off another parent is like,
especially after losing your grandfather. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, I can't lose one more person. And I really don't, I can't do that right now.
Yeah.
Mentally, it would affect me more to cut them off than deal with him calling me Caitlin a couple more times.
Yeah.
This is my journey right now. This is what I can't cut off. And I need my dad. Whether it's not how I planned for it to look or not, that's what I need. And it might sound codependent. Maybe there's some therapist listening or something. I don't know. And I'm sure it is very codependent, but you know what?
Yeah. I know that I'm not the person to talk about codependency at all, but I do feel like checking in with yourself and saying, I don't feel like I have the right tools in my toolbox right now to either burn or build this bridge.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do shit to the bridge right now.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just going to be what it is until I feel like I can handle one way or the other.
Yeah.
And I think that is
over it. I'm going to watch the sunset go by, but it's going to stay right there.
That's you taking care of you in a different way. You know what I mean? Until you feel like you're ready, because I don't feel like it's the same thing we talk about when we talk about people leaving abusive relationships. It's it seems easy. It seems like just get out. Why don't you just leave? Why don't you put up a boundary or stop talking about it? Is it really that bad? And
there's so much more complexity that goes into those relationships that it's hard for people looking in to see. And that's why I think maybe we don't put our opinions there whenever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe we just understand that every situation's different.
Yeah. And that all better feelings in them are valid.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, you know, it's better to listen and not, unless I say, what is your opinion on this?
Yeah. Can I have some advice?
I don't really care what you think.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I feel that so hard.
I don't know if that's like going into my age or what, but I'm just like, shit.
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't anymore. So
I feel like it's been 30 years of opinions being thrown this way and that. I'm just, I don't want to hear.
Oh my God. When this comes out, I'll be 31.
Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thanks. My birthday's tomorrow. Well, for everyone listening, it was Saturday.
What? Why is this like, I'm so sorry, but I'm not keeping track of dates. Time is passing and I think it's May still. I'm shocked that we're almost like we're halfway through June.
Did you get her a gift or what are you doing? I don't know.
She's never given me a gift ever. Her presence is always my presence.
Hey, let me tell you something about me. I'm really bad. I'm a really bad gift giver. I'm more of a gift giver that I'll see something and be like, here you go. I thought about you. And like, here's this thing. If you pressure me, I didn't even know her birthday was tomorrow.
Sierra is it's the thought that counts person. And so instead of even just attempting to get a gift, she's like, I had a thought. This was it.
And you're welcome. I hope you like it.
You're welcome. And see you next year.
It's okay.
I'm so, so, so sorry.
But thank you for calling her out on that.
Listen, what can I do?
No.
I didn't even know it was June.
We don't know things.
Question, back to the relationship one. What about your romantic relationships?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I'm just getting so invasive into your life. I feel like I'm so sorry.
No, I love it.
Got our microscope, magnifying glass.
Well, I think a microscope also magnifies.
That's
it.
Too much magnification.
I just think of like burning like ants with the magnifier.
Well, we're not doing that to you. I promise.
I'm a little concerned that you're burning ants.
That's your first.
Okay. I don't know. That was maybe that. I don't know. I think that was like the little boy side of me.
Were there any cats that were harmed in your presence?
answer one thing, but we draw the line.
Cats. Spiders, maybe.
Okay, Sierra's fine with that.
Relationships. That's a doozy. I kind of have this like, I'm actually in this like weird limbo right now with my partner. I think I told you I was dating Savannah. She listens to the guys' podcast, loves it.
Yep.
It was funny because she was listening to you guys one day and she like sent it to me and she's like, "You would love this. Oh my gosh, you gotta listen to this." And I was like, "Oh my god, like
I know her."
I was like, "Really?" She's like, "Every Tuesday." I was like, "Okay." This is crazy. She did. She was like, "You better give me a shout out." So, hey, Savannah.
Hi, Savannah.
Hi. So it's interesting because when I came out as trans, I was with my ex-partner. I don't get a shout out.
No shout outs for you.
No shout out for you. When I came out to them, so they're bi, and I had known that since we started dating years before that, and fully accepted, fully, that was totally fine. And towards like the end of our relationship, they were very much like, you know, I have been thinking about men recently, and you know. And I was like, and in my head, I was like, I am. So this is great.
What luck. Good news.
this is wonderful. So I came out and it was about 2 months on testosterone and my transition, and they didn't want to be with me anymore. They didn't want to be with men. They wanted to be with women. So I was like, well, this is confusing. And then so you know,
a lot of mixed signals going on, right?
a lot of weird things going on, and you know, I'm here for everyone's journey. I'm open to it all, but it's funny because Savannah is, or when I started dating Savannah, she let me know that she was bi, and I was like,
not this again.
This is wonderful. seriously, no problem about it. And she really, really helped me through, I would say, the last few months of my transition. Cause I'm getting the facial hair. My voice is changing. I've been looking at doctors for top surgery, and you know, it's a lot of attention all on me, and she has handled it very gracefully and just been a part of my journey, and it's been great. And she doesn't make me feel like an outsider or anything. You know, I will say the dating as a trans man, it's no different than any relationship. I mean, I had weird ups and downs as Kate. Everyone's just trying to find their happiness. And so you're going to go through your ups and downs. And it's really just a matter of finding someone that you really connect with, you share a friendship with, and someone that's willing to deal with the hard shit, and someone that's strong enough, honestly. And that was one of the first things I told Savannah was that I loved about her was she's strong. And I know she can be that partner for me because I need someone that's strong. I need a strong person that will fight battles with me and do it by my side. And it's dating as a trans man or trans woman, it's all the same. It's all about finding that connection. And is it intimidating? Fuck yeah. It very much is. You know, you don't want to be a creep. You don't want to be some weird perv staring at this girl across the bar. You know, I might be able to, like back in the day, I could just like flip my hair and give them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't do that now. So. No.
The eye doesn't work the same.
I know.
Yeah. I don't know how much this person that asked the question wants on the dating topic. I don't know if everyone is just being polite, but there's probably some thoughts of how does sex work? How does all that work? Really, it is the same. It's all the same. Just got to find the person that you can connect with. That's it.
Yeah. Be comfortable with.
Yeah. You need the comfort. Yeah. You need the safe space.
Yeah.
Someone that doesn't harm you with their words.
I feel like if you feel emotionally safe with someone, then everything else, it's easier to walk through some of those other doors.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And when I first started dating Savannah, I told her like, I kind of wanted to like take it slow, like the whole sex stuff. And cause I didn't, I'm like, oh,
what do I do?
I like became so dumb. So do I get a strap on? Is it necessary when I know I can do other things that work? Like,
yes.
there was a lot of thought process.
But again, it's all situational, so you're not going to necessarily know.
Right? There's not like a way. There's no handbook to be like, okay, how do I do this?
Yeah.
And the biggest thing I will say, if you know there are any listeners that are questioning or currently in transition, or know anybody that is, communication with your partner and family is massive. Talk, like I said earlier, I love talking, so just talk. I don't care what you have to say, just talk and tell me what you're feeling, tell me what you're thinking. You know, whether it hurts or not, if you don't tell me and I find out later, or you don't tell me and it comes out in this weird way, that's going to hurt way more than you just telling me right now.
Yeah. So that's so important too, because I feel like a lot of people are almost like more worried about something coming out wrong or offensively or like damaging in some type of way.
Or not having all the information, so they feel stupid.
So they'll just be like, I'm not going to say anything. And I think that's an important thing to be like, I was just talking to someone on the phone. I can't remember who. I don't know. I feel like it was somebody who was making like a bank person, but they were like, it was a bank person. They're like, there's no stupid questions. So like, ask away, please. Like,
oh, that's a lie.
No, but I
love, can make everything a stupid question.
I love when people fucking say that to me. I'm like, awesome. Free reign to just ask you anything, because I'm always so afraid of looking like, you know,
you don't
like,
know something.
Yeah. And I, that somebody's like, are you serious that you've made it this far in life and you don't fucking know that? But I don't know a lot.
Yeah.
And so I think communication is,
well, I will say,
if you don't know something, just ask.
Right before you got into the communication talk, we were talking about strap-ons, and so when you said communication with your partner and your family, and I was like, are we talking to our family about strap-ons? and then when you were saying like that, you know, it's going to hurt worse if you don't tell me, I'm like, well, fucking sure, you're going to need a little bit of a heads up if that's coming.
No, you just pop it on and go.
I guess.
Consent, guys. Consent is...
I was going to say, Shane is quaking right now.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no. And Sarah, thank you for kind of... So what you're saying kind of reminded me is like, I've come across that so many times where I can tell people don't want to talk around me because they're worried that they're going to say something wrong, or because I have so many thoughts on this. There's a side of the spectrum that is very much, you know, fight for equal rights, fight like, you know, these, what do they call them? Like the equal rights warriors. What are the, I have no idea. Anyway, there are people that are just so gung ho of being
social justice warriors.
Yes. Maybe that's it. Yeah.
That's the one. And that's great and all. That's yes. Thank you so much for fighting the fight with us. But on the other side of that coin, when you get too far, that's when you start to lose the individual story or the person themselves. And then you're just thinking you're doing this thing that's right. And it's like, actually, it's kind of harming the community. Like with the dead name thing, you know, there are some people that are like, so like, I can't believe you don't like, I can't believe you use your dead name. Well, and it's like, whoa.
Yeah. That's an individual thing.
Yeah.
It is. And that's where it gets harmful. And like,
yeah.
And this is, I mean, this is within the straight community. This is within, or like the cis community. And it really saddens me because that's where we lose each other. That's where, yeah. You know, the, where lines are crossed. And that's where, I think that's where the hate really starts is we're not, that's, you stop listening when you have such a hard belief on something. You don't, you're like, oh, I've read all these books and this is the way it is. And I met this one person and this is how it was for them. And that's how it is yeah. always. And it's like, no. I genuinely, I've always had this kind of like thought or motto is like, you put two people in the same room for a couple hours, they're going to find something they both relate on or can agree with.
Yeah.
Whether they are far left, far right, you're going to find that middle ground somewhere. As long as you have two people and they can just talk to each other and there's not another person chiming in. It's just two people finding that common ground. And
well, and that's why I like conversations like this, because I think commonality between people is more frequent than we realize.
Yeah.
And in you sharing your experience, your individual experience, though it may be different, though someone else who is trans may have a different journey than you or even different beliefs than you. Maybe they feel like, I don't want to be called by that. I don't want to have any affiliation with the old me. And it's like, don't then. And yeah. I support you. And yeah. I will refer to you as those things, or I won't refer to you as those things. And I think that knowing that the commonality is individuality
and communication, just like ask the individual, you know, if you have a question, just ask.
Yeah. Don't be scared to get it wrong. Honestly, if you can't get it wrong, if you ask, you know, then you have the information. And, you know, I get frustrated at work all the time because I work at Hot Tub Boats, where it's like a experience for literally people fly to Seattle just to do this.
Hot Tub Boats?
Yes, it's a thing.
Like,
I am intrigued.
We're probably not allowed in it because we pee in hot tubs.
Ah, I won't.
I can get you guys a free float, whatever you want.
Well, you've piqued my interest.
You guys could do like a podcast on the boat.
And we would.
Hot tub pod machine.
Hot pod boats.
Hot pod boats. Hot pod boats.
Hot pod boats.
I'm not the marketing guy for
this. This is the tangents part.
Oh, God.
Whoopsie, sorry. You said hot tub things, and I was like, wait a minute. Are they inflatable?
No, they're boats. They're wood boats.
They're wood? Well, and they're hot?
Teak wood from Florida.
Oh, we love teak.
I'll send you a picture on Instagram.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry. Okay. You work with hot tub boats.
Anyway, so people from all over the world come in because they're excited to ride these boats.
Understandable.
Yeah, I feel that.
right at the door, I will say, hey guys, welcome in. My name is James. I'll be helping you today. Blah, blah, blah. I still get sheed all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I didn't give you my pronouns, but even without that said, just use my name that I gave you.
Right. Yeah. Right.
If you forgot my name, don't say anything at all. Just say, hey.
Yeah.
Can I get a towel? I don't like, you don't have to, gosh, Lord almighty. It's it's quite the conundrum. Is that the right word?
Probably. I don't know. I'm with you.
it's a doozy, but, it's really frustrating. And I don't know if this is maybe one of the questions from your viewers, but a way to be an ally and to
support. That was literally going to be my next question. Yep. I don't know how long we've been going, but I kind of wanted to end with that question is like, how can someone be an ally?
Honestly, do your fucking best to use their name, their pronouns. Yeah. You know, if you fuck it up, move right along, keep going and do it and fix it the next time. Don't apologize, because then that puts them in the position to say, that's okay.
Right.
You know, just move on. Just pick it up next time and correct it. Whatever they have given you that they would like to be called or go by. And honestly, do your own homework. Google it. And go to reliable sources. And if you don't know if they're reliable sources, reach out to somebody maybe that you might know and ask them for resources. And I will, as soon as we hang up here, I've already put together my own set of resources that I will send you guys so you can post it for.
Appreciate you. Today.
Amazing. Thank you.
That covers some kind of major topics, whether it's search, medical, any kind of information. And that's just go to the straight to the source. Honestly, if you're really unsure, and usually they will point you in the right direction. And there are shows, there are comedians, there are so many other outlets out there that say and do harmful things towards the community, whether you are lesbian, bi, trans. That's not the way to be an ally. The way to be an ally is to be a genuine friend, be a genuine person, really get to know anybody that's around you. And
that's what I was going to ask you is, I think people look at being an ally as something that is like a finish line type thing, when in reality, every person that you encounter who you have an opportunity to be an ally for, you have to be a different kind of ally for every person. Like, foundationally, yes, there are some like simple, not simple, but just like baseline, use correct names, pronouns, respect boundaries. But like you said, something that works for you isn't going to be the same for someone else.
It's not going to be a one size fits all
and respecting
allyship.
It's respecting the individuality of the person and knowing that you have the responsibility to adapt to whoever. Like, my friendship with you is different than my friendship with Rachel, is different than my friendship/relationship with Shane. Both of my children need different versions of me. So I think it would be understandable to say that even in being an ally, you're going to need to be a different version of, quote unquote, an ally to different people or in different ways.
Yes. Definitely a different version. And the thing to keep consistent is, act that way when I'm not around.
Yeah.
Act that way when, you are in a different setting and someone makes a comment, say something. Don't just stand there and just kind of nod or smile or just shrug it off, say something, say it. Whether it's, that's really not cool. You don't need a reason, or honestly, you don't need any knowledge to back up what you're saying. Just say, that's really not cool. Why did you think that was funny?
Oh,
I love
that
one.
There is nothing.
Explain it to me. Why is that five? Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. No, really make people think, like, I didn't get that. What?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really catch why that was funny. Can you explain? When someone has to explain their stupid ass joke, it's not really funny.
Yep.
So. We've been known to ruin a holiday or two.
We fucking love doing that shit.
Just that. The anniversary of our ruined Father's Day is coming up.
Beautiful.
Oh God, Father's Day. Is that?
It's Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Spend some more money.
I feel that. What's funny is that we've never had a all together Father's Day.
We haven't.
They're like, we're not letting Jerry and Sierra together.
Not now. No. They have a following behind them. Well, you know what? You just need to get some macaroni. Do some inner child dad stuff.
Yeah.
Paint a mug.
Yeah.
I know it.
I have a don't hate masturbate mug.
There you go.
Love that.
Give that to your dad.
You like that?
I don't know.
Like it.
Boys will be boys. I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no. That just made me want to vomit. Anyway,
thank you.
Yeah, this was really amazing. We appreciate it so much. And it takes a level of like
courage and bravery to come out and be vulnerable. I mean, we do it.
Oh, especially talking about something like this.
That is like your whole identity.
Yeah.
We know how hard it can be. So thank you so much for opening yourself up and letting yourself
and volunteering to do it.
Yeah. Vulnerable.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm just glad I can at least get my story out a little bit, and maybe it'll reach somebody that needs to hear it, or
yeah,
you know, if not, that's okay too. This is just,
yeah,
honestly, this is like therapy, just kind of chit chatting and
going yes,
we love it. Yeah, yeah, and like what's cool too is like I love that what we've spoken about so far has not so much centered on like your physicality,
right,
and like hormones and body modifications and anything like that. It's, or even like religion or trauma. It's just straight up who you are as a person, and yeah, like how has this affected your life and how can people support you? And I think that when you break it down to just like the core of it,
the
I don't
person
know how,
behind it.
Yeah. I don't know how people don't get it. So yeah, hopefully stripping it back and maybe people zone out and they come back in and they forget even what we're talking about, and they can open their hearts and their minds. If there's anyone, I don't even know how anyone listening to us wouldn't already be on board, but
right. Literally,
we'll see. But just in case.
That's kind of what I didn't really have a plan, or like I didn't write any notes down for today. It was just, and I was really nervous because I know you guys have a lot of listeners, and I was like, well, what if I say something wrong? And
oh, I can edit anything out. I will try and edit this before and give it to you in advance. Oh, no. So you can be like, Jerry, chop that.
This can go out raw. This is all, you know, it's,
we started raw, we're ending raw. I love it.
Perfect. This is real. That was the week. That I can't even make dirty jokes anymore. It's too creepy.
We're all friends here, is right.
I know there's probably some questions regarding maybe those other topics of like medical changes or hormones and stuff like that. And if anyone does want to reach out to me, feel free to do that.
Plug your socials.
Yeah,
where can
say,
people
get,
find
where
you?
Where can they find you?
Oh, how do I do that?
Do you want to do that, I guess?
Yeah, okay.
Please tell me there's someone else in your apartment and I didn't just see a ghost.
That was my roommate.
Okay. Oh, I was like, James, there's someone in the house.
Yeah, how do I hashtag myself? James.
I was going to say, if you feel comfortable, is it just James underscore PNW?
I think it's either 1_2. I don't know. You'll see my.
We can try. We can tag you.
I was going to say, yeah, we'll tag. I'm sure we'll tag you.
Is that 2? Yeah,
that would be great. And then yeah, that way, if there were questions that didn't get answered, they're totally free to ask me.
Yeah.
I get bored. Blow my phone up. I don't care.
All right. But if anybody's mean to you, you tell me and I'll freaking kick some ass. I swear to God.
That's just alleged because we will not threaten people on record.
No, I would never. I would never kick anybody's ass, but I'll kick some ass.
I would want to.
I got you.
Got it.
Listen, I'm going to kick ass through the internet because that's how
we're going to kick ass advocating.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what we're going to do.
We're going to hold up a really mean sign.
We're going to think terrible things.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you don't even want to know what I got going
What's
on.
What's happening up here is terrible.
Kill them with words.
Why yada. Oh, hypothetically.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's not going to happen. It's not happening. We're just joking. Lawyers.
Stop there for a moment.
I did. That was good. Kind of therapeutic. I needed it.
So good. Well, thank you again.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
What do you guys think? Appreciate you. I don't know. I think I'm going to go paint Sierra's toes.
She is going to paint my toes.
So there's that. I've never done that before.
So much.
I got nice toenails, but like they're just like bland out here. I feel like basic ass bitch.
I'm gonna put some gel on them.
Question: I painted my toenails the other day, but maybe it was not the other day. It was like 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. I left it on there for quite a while, and then when I took it off, there was like my nail had like this like it was like a calcium buildup or something.
Oh,
does that happen to you?
I don't know.
That was just
I don't know.
I'll have to ask Shane because he just got a pedicure and he. the person who's doing his toes was like, so do you just want a clear coat, nothing? And he goes, no. What kind of polish you got going?
So she went over,
show me your colors.
And brought in like three different colors. And he was like, that one for sure.
I love Shane so much. I love that.
His pedicure looks so much better than mine. And like his nails, he has beautiful nails. And like he's it's just sitting there getting them done. And I've already peeled mine off because of my anxiety. But like,
I love this so much for Shane. He is just like the stay-at-home dad going to get a pedicure. I'm so here for you.
He's making bread. He's just living his best life.
Trimming up his beard.
I know. Who is he?
Damn.
I know like, it.
You know, this is what I mean. Women are amazing. You're just kicking ass and taking names.
Doing our best. Well, thank you again. We're going to do our outro, but I'm not hanging up on you.
No.
Okay.
Okay. So you just look and smile, yeah. I guess.
Perfect.
Oh, everyone, if you want to go find James, we'll tag his stuff in the bottom. And thank you so much for listening. We love you so much. We will see you next week.
All right.
We're out.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.